Justin, there's been some disappointment over the FedEx cargo hub. How long have we been waiting for the hub to really take off over at PTI?
Well, Audrey, I guess it depends on when you want to start the clock. So the hub at PTI, which cost FedEx $228 million, plus another $200 million in federal, state, and airport funds to get that place open, get the new parallel runway in place. All that was done in 2009. You know, that was 3 years ago. But in actuality, it goes back a whole lot farther than that. The Triad has been waiting for the FedEx Air Cargo Hub to kick in and transform the local economy since 1998, when the project was announced, and when the Triad was selected over at least another half a dozen sites in the Southeast. There was a tremendous amount of excitement when it was announced. And the project was delayed several times. It was actually supposed to open in about 2002, and it was delayed all the way to 2009. But it still isn't there yet.
Between the expectations and the current reality, what benchmarks have been missed?
Well, there have been quite a few benchmarks missed. Now, the place is built. So this place is 470,000 square feet, or roughly a third the size of Haines Mall. But by now, they were supposed to have 1,500 employees, or some number of that. They only have about 400, and it's only a few more than they had 3 years ago when it opened. They were supposed to have 45 planes flying in and out every night. They only have 10 planes flying in and out, and that's only a few more than it was before the hub was completed.
Is it the recession, or is something else going on here?
You know, a recession is a really big part of this. And so FedEx was getting this place open just as the economy was going into the tank. And the economy wasn't just going into the tank in the Triad. It was happening across the country and around the world. And so shipping volume really fell off the cliff in 2009 when they opened, and it continued for the next couple of years. FedEx is just now seeing an uptick in the amount of volume that it's seeing. It's got a lot of more competition in the Triad right now. But internationally, they've really been tightening their belts. They just announced a few weeks ago that they would be making some cost cutting, and they would actually be laying off several thousand employees across their entire global footprint. So FedEx is really waiting for a global rebound. And until then, an air cargo hub like the one in the Triad is going to remain underutilized.
Well, if they're looking at cutting back, is the facility at PTI in danger?
They're not saying. So, you know, when Katie Arcieri at the Business Journal put that question to a FedEx spokesman, they're very cagey about these kinds of things. You don't ever get to talk to the person on the ground who's in charge here in the Triad, it's a guy by the name of Joe Stevens. They send you to Memphis to the corporate headquarters. And what they're saying is everything is being evaluated. This is an internal decision that will be made, and stay tuned.
But they do have a huge investment there.
It's an enormous investment. It's $250 million just on FedEx's part alone. And it really is a well-positioned hub. This was designed to serve largely the eastern United States from Florida all the way up to Maine. It was also designed to be able to serve western and eastern Europe. So this was going to be an international sort hub as well. Now, we all know what the economy is like overseas, particularly in Europe. So it really is largely about the recession right now. I don't think that there's any possibility that FedEx is going to give up on this hub location. They're just waiting for the time when the economy responds that they can start ramping up there.
Well, there has been some real growth in cargo transport at PTI, but it hasn't been from FedEx.
Yeah, this is really interesting. It's an interesting part of the story that Katie put together, and that is that cargo activity at the airport is up about 30%, but most of that growth is going to the two biggest competitors of FedEx. Now keep in mind that FedEx is the dominant air cargo provider at the airport here in Greensboro, Winston-Salem, with about 60% of the traffic. But ABX, which used to be DHL, has really grown significantly in the last couple of years, and UPS has also been taking some market share as well. So their volume is way up, and a lot of this just has to do with price competition and where their routes are. And FedEx really isn't a whole lot bigger than before that facility opened in 2009.
Well, even though FedEx is not necessarily doing so well right now, at least the infrastructure is there at PTI, and it's ready for an upturn.
Yeah, and so this is, you know, when you talk to the locals about this and the economic development community, they remain very optimistic. And, you know, you could say they have rose-colored glasses, but really what you need to do, Audrey, is look around at other FedEx communities where they have air cargo hubs, like Indianapolis or Memphis or Newark or Dallas-Fort Worth. The airport areas around where those hubs are in the United States, they have exploded with growth. as companies that need that extra manufacturing time, and so they can ship something at midnight to be delivered the next morning, have grown exponentially. We've not seen that growth in the triad. Does that mean that it's not coming? Well, folks just think it's being delayed. We've seen a little bit of it, but not a lot. But the potential is there for that to come in the next 5 to 10 years.